The Waters of the U.S. Rule was back on the hot seat in Washington this week as a House Subcommittee on Water Resources and Environment heard testimony on the Environmental Protection Agency's latest effort to expand its jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act. And although EPA claims farmers would face less regulation under this latest proposal, American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman told the committee that the agency is deliberately misleading the regulated community about the impacts on land use, and argued the rule would be the broadest expansion of regulatory control over land use and private property ever attempted by a federal agency.
The proposed rule would categorically regulate as navigable waters countless ephemeral drains, ditches, and other features across the countryside, features that are wet only when it rains, and features that may be miles from the nearest truly navigable water.
And while EPA has stressed that ditches are not included in the regulation, Stallman notes that the agency and the ag community simply have different terms for the same thing.
EPA says the rule does not cover ditches. Well, EPA has said a lot of things, and its statement about ditches is simply not true. The proposed rule would categorically regulate all so-called tributaries that ever carry any amount of water that eventually flows to a navigable water. That's a ditch in my world.
Stallman calls the EPA proposal an effective veto over normal activities by farmers who won't have the time or money to get federal permits, and called on Congress to not allow what he called an unlawful expansion of the Clean Water Act. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.